I'm here at the C-SPAN Election 2012 bus, and I'm talking with...
Chris Demach.
Okay, Chris, tell me about the bus, where you've been. You've been all over the country.
Yeah, the C-SPAN Campaign 2012 bus has traveled the country. We've been promoting our coverage of the election process, and we also go out to communities across the country to promote C-SPAN as a network. And the bus showcases all of our different resources, whether it's our cable channels, our online resources, our social media resources, or even our mobile app resources. But more importantly, with it being the Campaign 2012 bus, we have a number of resources that showcase what we've done over the past year. We also have an app that talks about all the different candidates who ran for president. We had video clips for them stating their positions on various topics. And we had some interactive features such as an electoral college that you get to see change over the years with presidential election results displayed on it.
And as you've taken this bus around the country, how has it been used? We've got a lot of monitors here. We've got a lot of computers and iPads and other smart devices. How do you use this?
Well, we use the bus as a marketing and educational tool. So we will go to different types of events, universities and colleges, political events, book festivals, high schools, libraries, Rotary and Kiwanis clubs. So when people come on, they can interact with all of these different features. We do some programming. It's more in the form of a Skype hit with college students. We'll have them do a Skype hit with our Washington Journal call-in show, and they'll have a chance to ask guests different questions. We do that from time to time. So that's our limited program aspect of the bus. But more importantly, it's mainly for people to come on, learn about C-SPAN, and then walk away with a greater understanding of what we do and what we have to offer.
I think what people really appreciate about C-SPAN is the fact that everything is basically presented in the raw. I mean, you have shows where people can call in and express their opinion, but certainly everything that is put out there is what it is.
Yeah, I would say our hallmark quality is that we give you that fly-on-the-wall perspective, that gavel-to-gavel coverage, where we go to an event, turn the camera on, let you see what's happening, and let you tour Washington your way and make up your mind where you stand on the issues, and that's really the beauty of C-SPAN.
So the Election 2012 bus is still on the road. You're here at the University of Maryland. Where do you go from here now that the election itself is over?
Well, we got a few more events before the year's up. Next week, we'll be down for the Miami International Book Festival, and then we'll have some different bus weeks leading into December. And then we'll take the bus off around mid-December, and we'll have it off the road until around inauguration time. We'll have the bus at the inauguration, and then shortly after that, we will actually rewrap the bus, and it'll have a new theme. As of right now, we don't have I don't know of that what that theme is, but our advertising and marketing folks who actually helped design the graphics for the outside of the bus, they're working on that now. So we'll have a new theme, same mission though as far as the outreach to communities across the country, but it'll have a new look in the exterior, and we might even do a few changes on the inside as well.
Chris Demach with C-SPAN, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.